Sometimes.
It's all good. All right. Well, good morning, everyone. I'll be chairing this meeting of the Oregon Government Ethics Commission. I want to welcome everyone here this morning on our Thursday session. So we'll begin with comments from the chair. Don't have any of those, but we will move right to approval of the minutes.
Can I say yes. Something, Chair? I'm sorry. So I'd like to introduce Lisa to everyone. She is our new investigator. She comes to us from, I know at one time, the DA's office in Lane County. So if any of you folks have been in trouble in Lane County, you might have met her earlier. But
only in criminal court, so yeah. We've all forgotten what they were, so I've forgotten.
Very pleased to have her here. She brings just a wide range of talents that, as you know, is useful in the sport that we do here. So
welcome,
Lisa.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Happy to
Great.
Be here.
Okay, so item number two, approval of the minutes from our last meeting. Hopefully everyone had an opportunity to take a look at those. Any comments or questions about those? Seeing none, I'll move, we'll seek approval of the minutes. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. All right, for the consent calendar, we've got quite a lengthy one here.
I might be able to shine some light on that, Chair.
Yes.
So you might remember, I've been talking in the last few meetings about us trying to clean up former SEI filers that didn't file, and we were trying to get them kind of into the mix. And so we were sending out letters to folks, and we actually, at one time, were opening up cases on people. And when we brought one or two of those to the commission several months ago, you folks really weren't in favor of doing that. So this is our solution of administratively getting these people into the system. Some of the folks just are not in their position any longer, and the cities or counties or other jurisdictions just do not know where they're at. So what this does is we give them a letter of education in lieu of a violation. So we put them on. We've done a few of them in the last few meetings. You've seen just a few kind of test cases for you. And so this was our effort to really clean up the former SEI filers that are out there. I might remember the last time I reported at the last meeting that in this last year, all people have filed their SEI. So hopefully this cleaning up the back stuff is going to basically get us caught up. So this is that effort. We put them on the consent calendar because we kind of explained it the last couple of meetings, and you folks have been good with it. So that's basically, it's a big concerted effort to do a cleanup.
Okay.
So,
yes.
Mr. Chair, one quick question, Mr. Burson. Is it proper for me to assume that none of these from item 13 on to 49 represent cases where somebody has violated repeatedly?
Well, there are people that have had, you can see in here, had more than 1 year, such as number 23. I mean, you can see a few of them in here. But again, most of them are one violation that's out there. But again, we had, you can see there's actually case numbers associated with them.
Sure.
We had set up cases.
Thank you.
And so you folks wanted to get, you didn't want these folks to have a violation for simply not filing and getting the filings in late. So,
okay, anyone have any other questions regarding anything on the consent calendar? Does any commissioner want to remove anything from the consent calendar? Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to remove items 20 and 21. And the reason for that is because of a conflict of interest that I might have. As my fellow commissioners know, I often recuse myself from matters that are involving member cities of my organization. In this case, Scotts Mills is small enough, it's difficult to tell who their current serving counselors are. So I'm going to go with the assumption that both Ms. McRae and Ms. Munson are both current city counselors. And with that assumption, I'd like to pull those items so that I can recuse myself from those, so I'll be able to vote on the rest of the consent calendar.
Okay. Thank you. Any other comments from any other commissioners?
I'll move approval of the consent calendar as recommended to us, with the exceptions of items 20 and 21.
So moved. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, so that is approved. In regard to items number 20, which is Aaron McRae, I have a motion.
I'll move approval of the staff recommendation on Aaron McRae, item 20 on our consent calendar agenda.
Okay. And we'll do a roll call vote on this one.
Commissioner Fiskum?
Aye.
Commissioner Keene?
Aye.
Commissioner Mason?
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day?
Abstain.
Commissioner Sosa?
Aye.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards? Absent. Chair Burke? Absent. I'm sorry. I messed up.
That's okay. No problem. Okay, so approved there. All right, item number 21. I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I'll move approval of item number 21 on our consent calendar as recommended by the staff.
Okay, roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Fiskum?
Aye.
Commissioner Keene?
Aye.
Commissioner Mason?
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day?
Abstain.
Commissioner Sosa? Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
And Chair Sosa?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
Okay. We're warming up. It's okay. All right. So that being the end of the consent calendar, let's go to item number 50. Can we get a staff report on this one?
Okay, so again, an SEI filer, first 2017, they owed $130. In 2018, they owed $80, so a reduced, the recommendation was reduced 2017 to the letter of education and 2018 to the minimum of $50.
Cool. Questions from the commissioners? Comments? Okay. Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
We'll do a roll call vote on item number 50.
Commissioner Fiskum?
Aye.
Commissioner Keene?
Aye.
Commissioner Mason?
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Sosa?
Aye.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
All right, thank you. All right, well, since we do have some folks here in the audience, we will now move into the executive session to consider the preliminary reviews pursuant to ORS 244.260 sub 4 sub D and ORS 192.685 sub 1 and possible own motion preliminary reviews pursuant to 244.260 2D. So,